From Red River Radio News, I'm Kay Darcher-Kent. The Caddo Parish Sheriff's Office is asking the public for information and leads on who might have vandalized the American Rose Center this week. The center sign was heavily damaged and rose bushes were destroyed when a large vehicle ran through the garden many times on Wednesday night. SciPort, Louisiana's science center in Shreveport, along with representatives of the National Weather Service, will present special programming today through Labor Day to remember Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. SciPort says a weather balloon will be displayed in the lobby. Visitors will make clouds, rain, lightning, and tornadoes during its WeatherWorks demonstration. An Arkansas State Board says schools that train yoga teachers will soon need to obtain a license. The Arkansas Board of Private Career Education oversees private post-secondary career schools for fields such as real estate, bail bonds, and tattoo piercing. The board's director, Brenda German, says the yoga teacher training schools in Arkansas should have been licensed sooner. She told the Arkansas Democrat Gazette she sent letters to the state's 11 yoga teacher training schools to let them know licenses would be required starting Monday. The director of the East Texas Oil Museum has announced his retirement after 37 years of educating visitors about the area's oil boom and preserving oil field artifacts. Kilgore College instructor and museum director Joe White said he was leaving a dream job to nurture the museum for 37 years. The Longview News Journal reports that White will be replaced by Kilgore Councilwoman Marilyn Holmes on September 15th, pending a vote by the Kilgore College Board of Trustees. Dozens of Northwestern State University students are boarding buses today and lending a hand at the Robeline Food Pantry. NSU is partnering with the One of Seven program, a Washington, D.C. nonprofit organization that was founded by NSU alumnus Kip Patrick. It encourages people to do one service activity each week and make it a lifestyle choice. Patrick says he and his wife founded One of Seven after they took a trip around the world, visited more than 70 countries, and did service projects most every place they went.
Sometimes people have this desire to help others, but they don't know how to do it, or they think it's going to take too much time, or they just don't feel they're the right person to do it. But what we found is that anybody can do it. Anybody can help others. It doesn't take a lot of time. You can do it in your everyday life.
NSU's director of the first-year experience, Retha Cox, is incorporating service activities for all the new students. She says they are wearing armbands that say One of Seven.
Each week, we'll have at least one structured activity that students can participate in a volunteer capacity. And then our goal is that students, on their own and individually, will begin to look at service as a way, you know, as a lifestyle.
NSU senior Matt Spence of HOMA says there are service activities all around, and it spreads goodwill in Natchitoches.
Being up here in Natchitoches, I'm from 4 hours away. It's nice to come here and, you know, give back to the community, because Natchitoches is such an integral part of Northwestern State University, being the small town and smaller university that it is, and I think it's really important to keep that working relationship with the community.
The Robeline Food Pantry serves about 250 families each year. The students will sweep, paint, rake, and sort food for its fall basket. Currently, we have fair skies in our region. We're in the upper 70s, headed up to a high today in the mid-90s with about a 40% chance of showers. More rain on the way for the Labor Day weekend. This is Red River Radio News.